What is up, guys? Thank you so much for joining us for yet another episode of Raw Talk. I am he's Jason.
Nah, you got it right. You are Jason.
He's Jason, and who am I?
Look, Mrs. Jason.
Yes, exactly. I'm Shatima, Mrs. Watson, and yeah, we are
Royal Matrimony.
Yep.
That's us.
Yep. You want to let them know what we're going to be talking about today?
Oh, yeah. So today we're going to be talking about where the journey all first began. Yes. Going back 12 years to when we first met.
Yep.
So it was a very, very interesting night. I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah, I remember pretty vividly. My friends and I, we had went out. So this is an interesting part that I always say, too, because I believe that I had changed my mind. I was like, at one point, I was like, I'm not even going to go out because I had left my ID. And then we turned back and got the ID. And then we eventually went out, you know. But I'm like, you know, it's very, had to be God because.
Yep, God, turn back.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely turn back because, you know, got something for you. We turned back, got the ID, so we were there. And then these people might think I'm making this up. We was about to leave. Very crazy, man. We was just about to leave. But then there was a very famous artist. It was two very famous artists that were at the club that night. And they had just came out. So we're like, okay, we'll stay for a little bit. Since they just came out, we'll stay for a little bit.
Nas and Ziggy Marley, right?
Yeah, I didn't know we were saying names.
Yeah.
Okay. So Nas and Junior Gong. Okay. So Nas and Junior Gong, they was there. So, you know, we said, okay, we'll stay a little bit longer. And then that's when I saw her from across the room. I'm like, okay. All right, so and the crazy thing is she had a twin. The twin looked just like her, you know, and I didn't approach the twin, but I approached her. You know, like Drake said, you guys know what Drake said.
Yes.
I don't have to go into it. But yeah, so I'm like, very, very interesting.
Yep. I was there with my twin sister and our very best friend. Shout out to them. But yeah, I was freshly graduated from undergrad of college. I was home. I was single and ready to mingle. I had my son. He wasn't even one yet. He was about to be one. Remember, Jason had two kids already. But our sons were like pretty much close to the same age or whatever.
6 months apart.
But yeah, like so, it was me and my sister and our very best friend. We went to the club and. Yes, you know, we were standing there doing our thing on the dance floor, and then all of a sudden I felt like somebody come behind me. Y'all know how it used to be, like, I don't know if it's still like that, because I haven't been, like, in a dating game for the longest, but if a guy want to dance with a girl, does he still just go, like, behind her and, you know,
You looking at him short? I don't know.
Thank you.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But, yeah, so that's how it was. I just felt somebody behind me, and I did, like, a double take.
She liked it.
Yeah, I did, like, a double take. I was like, okay, I'll dance with him or whatever. Actually, I think we were going to leave, too, at one point. Or maybe I'm thinking about another night. Maybe I'm getting our stories mixed up. Me and your experiences mixed up. You know, we are
That's
one
okay.
now.
Tell it like you believe it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But anyway, so it was Jason and his two friends, right? And so they came behind us to dance or whatever. So me and him was dancing or whatever. And, yeah, he asked for my number. And, you know, at first I played a little, from what I can recall, I played a tad hard to get, like, I started asking him questions before I gave him my number or whatever. And I know that because I would always do that with guys. Yes, I would always do that. So I'm pretty sure I did that with him. But anywho, yes, so he asked me for my number. And what stood out to me, too, is that same night we were leaving and I got a text. But you keep saying you remember this. But I got a text from him that same night. It was like after party and it said LOL and it had like question marks or whatever. And I was like, this guy, you know, like.
It's possible. I mean, it is.
Yeah, he keeps saying he don't remember that. But yes, he did send me that.
It's possible.
That same night. And I was like, no. But yeah, that's where it all began. I was living with my mother at the time. I was just home. And so, you know, I wasn't really looking for a relationship at all because I had just actually, don't judge me, but I had just ended a relationship probably like a month before that. So, yeah, it was just very, like, by chance, out of the blue. you know, not by chance, because God, I know he ordained us to, yeah, you know, but to us, to me, it was like, you okay?
Yeah, definitely, I'm good.
For me, it was like, by chance, because I was not at all, like I said, I was single and ready to mingle. And my mindset then was, you know, I was still young. I wasn't trying to get into anything else serious at the time. I just was focusing on me and my son. Y'all know how it is, ladies. After a breakup, you're like, I'm just focusing on me and my baby. We gonna be good. We gonna live a good life.
Oh, I thought they be out. That's when they be out living their life.
Exactly. Living my life, me and my baby. We gonna have a good life. We gonna be all right. My Beyonce fans, y'all know what I'm saying. But yes, tell about your mindset.
That's the thing. My mindset was, I'm gonna say it was very distorted at the time, because I had wanted to settle down, but then I didn't want to settle down. But I really wanted to settle down, but not really know how to settle down completely, because that was so. I never lived a settle down type of lifestyle. My early adult years, early 20s or whatever, you know, just a lot of partying, a lot of girl, you know, just living it up, really, you know. So I was trying to transition out of that and still have a foot in that. So because I'm like, I don't know, like around the 25 age, that's when I started feeling like, man, it's getting a little old, you know. It's the same thing, same place, same people, you know, the same thing. I'm like, it would just felt unfulfilling, you know. It just felt unfulfilling. So that was my mindset, but still, one foot in, one foot out. Still,
I'm gonna let you finish, but just give y'all a little bit of background. So me and Jason met. I was 21 and he was 24. Yes, I was 21.
Okay,
and he was 24.
Still young.
Yes, very young. I was a baby. I still have milk in my tongue.
Yeah.
And in the man's world, he still had milk in his tongue too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so so that's where it was at, you know. So that, really, I mean, yeah, that's where it all started.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
Went downhill from
there. And then it went downhill from there, right? Well, I guess we have to go downhill to get our momentum.
Like a roller coaster, you know. Like that first drop on the initial drop on the roller coaster. That's how it was.
Y'all want to know why I went downhill? Because, you know, Jason did like how most men do, I feel. And
we got episodes talking about that.
Yes. It went downhill. You heard me just say we had to get our momentum.
I said we got episodes talking about.
Yeah, that. I'm not going into detail. But what I'm saying is, when we first met, he came like, y'all know how men do sometimes, ladies. You know, he came with a whole bunch of, like, stories, fabrications and stuff. And I tell him all the time, if you would have just been up straight with me from the beginning, like, you'll never know. I could have been okay with, you know, just us having, like, a casual relationship. But at the end of the day, I know that's not how God ordained it for it to be. But the point I'm trying to make is just be honest, you know, from the beginning, because you never know. Men assume that you know, y'all assume y'all know what we want, you know, and think that, oh, I gotta lie because, you know, this might make her mad. Like, no, just be honest with us from the beginning, you know. So that's why I was went downhill very quick, right? But once, you know, he got it together, we started, you know, going uphill. We made it to the top. Yes, I would say we made it to the top. We're still, you know, on this journey.
No, I wouldn't say to the top.
Well,
I say, because I don't never feel like you could make it, like, because I feel like two things. It's a lifetime journey. It's salvation and marriage. Well, salvation, marriage, and parenting. Because I don't feel like you ever arrive in any of those areas. Yeah. And you don't arrive in your marriage. You don't ever arrive in salvation, and you don't ever arrive in parenting. Because once you become a parent, kid, don't raise your kid. You're a grandparent. And you always a parent. Like, once you become a parent, you will never not be, you know, God forbid, situation where your child might pass or whatever, you know. But until that day, until you pass or your child pass, you always a parent.
Yes, because even when they're grown, especially for me as a mother, you always going to be constantly not worrying, but you're always going to have concern for your children.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so as a father too, mm-hmm. So I'll say, like, we are doing better in the journey. Definitely. We're doing way better in the journey, but I definitely can't say we've arrived because I know it is so much more.
Well, I was saying compared to, like,
Compared to how it was,
like, it was
so
a hot mess.
A different roller coaster ride. This roller coaster ride just keeps going up. The other one was like,
you know, that's how the other one was. But yes, that's how we met, and we, you know, this is really to encourage all of you out there, encourage the blended families, encourage the married people who may have dealt with some trauma in your marriage, to encourage the young families, encourage the young married people. You know, you can do it. You know, don't let people tell you too young or, well, of course you want to live your life. But what I'm saying is, if you found that one, do life with them. Go for it. You know, do life with them.
I say, find them in church. Not saying everybody in church is going to be perfect, but I'm going to tell you, don't go to the club looking for a man. That's my personal perspective. I say go find them in church. Find somebody, you know, because you gonna, this from my personal perspective, this is my personal opinion. I'm sure the Bible backs it up, but I'm not even gonna try to quote no verses right now. I'm just giving it to you straight. You want to find somebody that's going after the same things that you are going after. So you want to be going after the right things yourself. And if you look for a man that ain't going after God, but he's chasing skirts in the club, what you think he going to get?
But
hold on. No, I'm not saying that everyone in the church is perfect. Everyone in the club is perfect. But if you find you somebody that's really going after God and truly pursuing a relationship with God, that's the person you want to marry.
See, look, I wasn't disagreeing with that. I was saying, but first of all, I don't think a woman should be out looking for a man. You know, I think a woman should be not sitting back, but enjoying life and let your man find you. I think that's where a lot of women go wrong.
Let your man find you in the right spot then, not in the club half naked.
And I wouldn't even say in church.
I'm sorry.
What? That's how you found me?
Yeah, but...
But I wasn't half naked that night.
Nah.
But yeah, he found me in the club. What I'm saying is...
It didn't have to end well.
Yes, by the grace of God, it worked out. But look, what I'm saying is, like, I don't know. When people are like, oh, go to church, find your other person, your person at church or whatever. To me, that just sounds so, like, I don't know. Like, for me, it's cringy. And I say it's cringy because we know that, you know, the church is not necessarily all saints. So I feel like why... You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but if it was all saints, we can go to church then if it was just for saints, because we all sinners, so obviously, yeah. You know.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't preach necessarily go find your spouse at church. I would preach for women. Put God first in your life. Let your husband find you. For men, put God first in your life and allow him to show you where you may find your wife. You may find your wife in a grocery store. You may find your wife at the park. Like us, you may find your wife in a club or whatever. You may still be, you know, going to the club and stuff like that. I'm not condoning that, but what I'm saying is, you know, I think sometimes we get a little, like, churchy with that. And I don't know. For whatever reason, hearing that just kind of grinds my gears.
Well, I say this, you know, get you somebody that's going after God.
Yes, that's what I mean, yes.
Get you somebody that's going after God. So I say that, you know. You be a person that's going after God and find you somebody that's going after God.
Yes.
It's not going to make them perfect, but I tell you, it'll make your life a lot less stressful.
And yes. Speaking from the women's standpoint, I would definitely say, ladies, like, we know if a man is walking with God or not. You know if a man is following God. You know. Now, because the thing that I see is a lot of women say, yes, I want me a godly man. I want a man that loves God. I want a man that... But then when I see, like, a guy that they give him the time of day to, it's kind of like, but I thought you said you wanted a godly man. You know, I thought you said you wanted a man that was going after God or whatever. And, yeah, living that kind of lifestyle. But his life says otherwise. And it's right here in your face, you know. So I'm like, what is it that's causing us to say one thing, to say, yes, we want this, but yet and still, we, when it comes down to it, we're not really walking in that. We're not really, like, you know.
Settling for less. Pastor, he's been teaching on an awesome lesson. Pastor Spencer's been teaching on an awesome lesson. I'd say it's settling for less because, but this is the thing though, it's a cycle of settling for less. Yeah. So you got to break that cycle of settling for less, and then you will go after different, you don't go after something different. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get too deep into it, but break that cycle, because if you look back, okay, it might be in a relationship, but then if you look back, it might be different patterns and courses throughout your life as to where you settle for less, and now you are continuing to settle for less. Definitely. You know, but it,
step out your comfort zone. Like, you may have to get a man that you, that you're not used to dating, or a woman you're not used to dating, but that may be the one who God has for you.
Yeah, pray about it, let God lead you, and be open to just be open to something different. As my wife said, mm-hmm. step out your comfort zone. The cycle, the, you know, some cycles in our lives right now that we got to break, because mm-hmm. we keep on doing the same things, getting the same results, but because the cycle is comfortable to us, or because we're like, well, at least if I could just get this, or if I could just have this, you don't have to check off all the boxes. If you could get 2 out of 3 or 1 out of 4, you're good with it. Don't settle for less, because God, he ain't create you to settle for less. He created you to have everything that he wanted for you to have. So just because you have it right now, that doesn't mean that he wanted you to have it.
Yeah, you know what I keep seeing too? I keep seeing, like, going back to what I was saying about women saying, oh yeah, they want a godly man, a godly husband, this and that. So they'll meet a guy, right? And I know how women think. You know, you'll meet a guy and it's like, oh, okay, no, he doesn't follow God, you know, not yet anyway. I can help him with that, you know. And then it's, oh, well, you know, he doesn't follow God, or he doesn't know God, but, you know, he's nice, or he has a good job, or he, you know, he's very sweet, or whatever. All of those things are fine and dandy, but ultimately, those things are not gonna, like, save your soul, okay, first of all. Second of all, you want to get with somebody who's gonna challenge you to when it, because at the end, at Judgment Day, we can't stand before God and, you know, with a whole bunch of maybes or almost factors, right? So, and this thing is, life is real. So why not get with someone who is really going to challenge you to be able to ultimately stand before God and say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? And I think that, so as women, a lot of times we compromise in so many areas where it's like, no, you cannot afford to compromise in that area. And that's to the detriment of ourselves. That's to the detriment of our happiness. That's to the detriment of our joy, the detriment of our family. Everything ties into that, into the familial unit. But a lot of people are settling because we feel like maybe we can't do better. We can't find better. We're not worthy of better. Or we don't even, a lot of times people don't even know you're settling until you're in it. Right?
Well, I'll say sometimes people know they're settling when they're getting in it. Cause they know that this is not everything that I might want, yeah. But it feels good. Well, it feels good right now. Well, it feels good sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want, and I'm not trying to be all biblical, godly, or whatever. Well, I am. I mean, that I can't help it.
Yeah, but
yeah, definitely. But if the Bible says that when God blesses you, there's no stress that comes with it, you know, like, but if you seek blessing somewhere else, you know, other things is going to come with it, you know, yeah. Because it might seem like a blessing, but if it comes from God, there's no stress and there's no added burden that comes with that blessing. So whoever you talk to, whoever you dating or whatever, you know, if analyzing by, you know, everything, if you're a Christian, everything you say or everything that we live has to go through the filter of the word, mm-hmm. you know? So if you're analyzing this person, it's fine. It's not judging. It's fine to analyze a person by the word of God, because God gives us a standard, right? So if they don't meet the standard, or if they don't fit what the word says, then that might not be the person for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you could try to force it, like try to fit a round peg in a square hole. You could beat it in there. It ain't gonna fit. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't gonna fit. remember, just remember, you know, that blessing that, that comes from God, there's no burden or no sorrow that's added with it.
Yep.
At all. So,
and that really goes back to what I was discussing with you earlier when we talk about struggle love. But that's another podcast episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all don't want to miss the struggle love. I didn't know what it was, but I learned today, so we got another one coming.
Yes, the struggle love. But yeah, that's our backstory. So that's the beginning of how, that's how we met or whatever. We actually started living together before we got married. Yeah, you know, we're humans just like you all. We're just, you know, sharing the nitty gritty with you all. We started living together before we got married. Our first son, he was born once we were married, but he was conceived out of wedlock. Oh my gosh, stop the entire world, right? But no, seriously, yes, he was conceived out of wedlock. We ended up getting married while I was pregnant with him, and then we had two more together. Mm. So all together now we have six kids.
Yes.
Six. And beautiful. We're the, yes, beautiful, rambunctious, interesting.
Six kids, three dogs, and a cat, and a turtle.
Yes, six kids, three dogs, one cat, one turtle.
Yep.
So our house is very interesting. But
three teenagers.
Yep, three teenagers. Yeah. But guess when we got together, they were babies. All about, besides the ones we had, besides the ones we had together, of course.
They were still babies.
They were babies.
One and two, right?
Yep. I'm saying, like, Jason's two children at the time were 3 and 1, because me and Jalen was already 3. My son was about to be 1 that same month, and they became our kids. Like, our kids don't see each other as, well, at least I don't think they do. They know, of course, like, they know, okay, Malachi knows Jason is his stepfather. But, and Jalen and Keon, that's the two oldest, they know I'm their stepmother. But it's not like that in our household. Everybody's brother and sister. There's no half-brother, no steps brother, sister, none of that stuff. Everybody, they're all just brother and sister.
Yeah.
And we're just mommy and daddy. That's mm-hmm. how it is.
Yeah.
So we really just want to encourage you guys out there, the blended families. You know, I actually heard the other day when I was listening to this radio station, this Christian radio station, that a lot of people in blended families don't feel as worthy as, I guess, non-blended families, biological families. You know, they may feel like, oh, you know, their marriage is kind of less than, or their family unit is kind of less than. And that's a real issue. You know, that's a real thought, you know. Yeah, but we're here to encourage you guys that it's not.
Yeah,
you definitely. Know, your relationship can be just as successful, if not even more successful. Your relationship with your husband, your spouse, your children, the family unit, the siblings, everybody can get along.
Yeah.
You know, it's not impossible.
Yeah, and we can show you all how.
Yep.
We have a podcast planned to discuss that, because we could that's one thing I could say, and I'm not even trying to say like, oh, we got it all together, because it's still a work in progress. But one thing I could say is we have mastered the blended family.
Yes, I say
that
all the
dynamic of the blended family. I could say that.
That's one area I feel like we've arrived in. Like,
yes.
Yes.
At the stage that our children is at right now, you know, mm-hmm. we don't know what's to come in the future, but I could definitely say that we have mastered the blended family at the stage that our kids are at now, and have, that they passed through over the course of the years. So we're going to put together something to help other people out that may not feel that way. Yeah. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be a major one, but we mastered that. I could say that we definitely mastered that.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. And you never know, we might have some special guests on.
We will have a special special guests on.
Yes, I'm talking about we may have the kids' other parents on, maybe one.
Oh,
you never know.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about that special guest. But we do have some exciting new content coming up. I'm telling you, we've been working. We've been in the lab putting some things together. We got some some guests, we got courses, we got I can't even say everything, but we've been working hard, because we really want to make a difference in people's lives. You know,
we wanted to share the joy that we have in our marriage. We want to share how to get that with you all.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like, because I really do feel like when people are in a loving, fulfilling marriage, it trickles down into every area of your life.
Yeah, definitely.
First of all, when you're in a loving, fulfilling relationship with God, number one, that trickles down into your marriage, into your, you know. But really, I feel like it's so draining to be in an unfulfilling marriage. And think about it, you still have to go through our life. You still have to do life. So being in an unfulfilling marriage, I feel like is a major hindrance. And I feel like really it's the reason behind a lot of the turmoil that we experience in our world today, to be honest. Because you have a lot of hurt people, right? So you have a lot of hurt kids, or a lot of kids that come from broken families going out into the world. You know, his word says that our children are like arrows, that we're mm-hmm. shooting out into the world.
Yeah.
Right? So all these arrows are being shot out into the world, but they're broken arrows. They're angry arrows. They're arrows who came from broken households and broken families. So think how and we really expect them to function as whole, prosperous adults out in the world, right? But really, no, we're sending broken little children out into the world, even though they're adults, or, you know, and that starts from the household. It starts from, you know, them dealing with divorce, their parents being divorced. And don't get me wrong, divorce happens. We know that. And there is healing after divorce, you know. But what I'm saying is, I think that a lot of the issues we're dealing with in our society is because we have people who come from broken homes, broken families, running, you know, trying to just be okay and trying to run the world.
Yeah.
And do life.
Yeah, I agree. Because as much as we want to admit or don't want to admit to whatever, we're going to be broken ours regardless because we're sinful, right? Mm-hmm. So how much more will that, like, add to it if you don't have that security at home? You know, like, my mom was there, my dad. And other people might think differently, but I believe that you need both parents to raise a kid. Both parents in the household to raise the children. Different situations happen or whatever, but I strictly believe, and I believe this wholeheartedly. Anybody that knows you, or well, knows me, can tell you how much I believe that a mother and a father play a strong role in raising their children, and both of them should be active. If it could be in the same household, I believe that's God's initial design. You know, we're going to have flaws as human beings regardless. But one of the flaws that I don't want my children to go into the world is saying, like, well, they shy away from relationships because they didn't have a good example at mm-hmm. home of what a real relationship is, mm-hmm. or how a man should really treat a woman, or how a woman should treat a man. You mm-hmm. know, those are things that I want to make sure that my kids have an understanding of, you know, how to properly navigate relationships and healthy relationships, so yes. they don't get into toxic relationships.
Yes,
you know, how to leave toxic relationships if that's the case. You know, how to look for a good man for my daughters, and how to look for a good woman for my sons. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that I want, and it starts with them viewing, because you could tell them all day, and they're gonna do what they see you do.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're not setting the right example, then what do you expect? You know, and I'm not saying, like, that's everything, but that is a big thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And because it's a big thing, I feel like I owe it to them, because they didn't ask to be here.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't ask for that. So I feel like I owe it to them to love my wife and be a good example of what a husband should be, and show them what a good, loving marriage should be, because that makes a difference.
Yes. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us. We hope that you gain a little bit of knowledge about
our
background.
We're just trying to be transparent.
Yes,
let you guys know, because you might see the videos, think that we got it all together. We don't.
One thing I want to say is, when we say broken home, we don't necessarily always mean a divorced family. Kids' parents could have been together for years throughout their whole entire childhood. But what did they witness between their parents? Did they witness a lot of arguing? Did they witness a lot of abuse? Did they witness a lot of just negative energy in their household? And did they witness love? Or did they witness, you know, just a lot of aggression and discord? And, you know, so that's what we mean. We want to help you guys build strong homes. All right. And, yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us on yet another episode of Raw Talk. Again, I'm Shatima.
And I am Jason. And she is...
What?
I'm Jason, and she is Mrs. Jason.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what he was, you know. But yes, we love you guys. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for our next episode.
Follow us on social media.
Yes, Instagram, YouTube,
Facebook.
Yes, we love you guys, and as always, have a
sign up for the newsletter.
Yes, yes, newsletter, and just cultivate real active and whole marriages in your household today. We love you guys. Peace.